In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What do we believe we're celebrating today? It's an impossible story, isn't it? We believe that God became man, was born of a virgin, that he was like us in all ways but sin, that he raised the dead, gave sight to the blind, cast out demons, that he let us kill him, and then that he rose from the dead. It's an impossible story. And if you think of it, the whole Bible is like that, isn't it? Think about the story that we would have originally been celebrating today, Passover. God appears to Moses in a bush that's on fire, but isn't being burnt up. And then he tells Moses that Moses is going to be his mouthpiece to Pharaoh and is going to free all the Israelites. Moses has a speech impediment, but he's the one that God sends to speak on his behalf. And Pharaoh refuses, so God sends all these plagues on the Egyptians, and none of them convince Pharaoh until the last plague, which kills the firstborn child of everyone, man and beast alike, unless you mark your door with lamb's blood. And then, once Pharaoh does free the Israelites and they're going to escape Egypt, Moses splits the whole Red Sea clean in half, with water to the Israelites left and right like a wall. I mean, it's just an impossible story, if you think about it. We believe in a God of the impossible. And what we celebrate on Easter Day is the impossible becoming possible. Anyone who commits themselves to Jesus commits to the impossible. And there are a lot of voices out there telling you that the thing you want the most is all impossible. And 9 times out of 10, that voice comes from inside you. So let me ask you, what seems impossible to you right now? To quit drinking? To quit smoking? To quit overeating? To quit your addiction to pornography? To heal your marriage? To fix your family? To convert your spouse? To keep your virginity, to reclaim your virginity, to beat cancer, to be a saint, to pray, to find a better job, to be financially stable, to graduate from college. What is it in your life right now that seems impossible? What in your life right now is labeled with that four-letter word, F-E-A-R? Because that is what makes it feel impossible, right? You're afraid you're going to fail. You're afraid that you're only going to make things worse in your life. You're afraid you're going to lose your family, your spouse, your friends, your job, your opportunities. You are afraid you are going to fail, and so it seems impossible. But we celebrate today a God of the impossible. The good news of Easter is that we don't have to be the people we've been. The good news of Easter is that we don't have to be enslaved to our fears. No, the good news of Easter is that we can be the one who believes. Because sometimes the impossible takes us being the one who believes. And then it becomes possible. Do you want to heal your family? Start with healing yourself. Start with being the one who breaks the mold. Do you want to fix the country, your marriage, your job? Do you want to overcome your addiction? The impossible is possible. And what it takes is for you to believe. Sometimes what it takes is for you to be the only one who believes. The only one who is willing to live it out. Sometimes what it takes is for you to tell those voices, I hear what you're saying, but you're wrong. That won't be me, because I believe in a God that makes the impossible possible. You see, there's a problem with a lot of Christians today. For most Christians, the only encounter they ever have with the stories of the Bible is when they're little kids. And so all they ever hear is, God loves you. God loves you. God has a plan for you. God is going to bless you. But if you actually start to read the Bible, what do you find? War, bloodshed, adultery, incest, hatred, death, and a God who doesn't take it away. That Jesus that takes all your problems away and makes your life sunshine and roses, he isn't real. No, believing in Jesus doesn't take away your sufferings, it transforms them. It doesn't remove your pain, it redeems it. Christ didn't escape death, he destroyed it. We don't believe in a cotton candy Easter bunny Jesus where everything is happy and perfect. That Jesus doesn't give you any hope. And if that's the only Jesus people ever encounter, it's no wonder why so few people have faith, because it just never pans out. Easter isn't about God stepping into your life and taking away your problems and giving you nothing but endless happiness all day long. That's not really Christianity. No, Easter is about God stepping into the fight with us, becoming one of us, suffering with us, dying as one of us, and making what was impossible become possible. Think for a moment about those 12 apostles that Jesus chose. They were a total mess, right? But that's sort of the point, isn't it? Because we're all a total mess. Jesus didn't go out and call the perfect. No, he chose the weak so that he could make them strong. So maybe you're here today and you're St. Thomas. Maybe you're sitting here listening to this and you're saying, you know, well, it's Easter, I made it to today, but I'm just not sure what I believe. Maybe you're St. Peter and you're saying, well, I'm here, but I just can't get over it. I can't get over what I've done, and I don't think I could actually be a good Christian. Think about his other disciples. Maybe you're Mary Magdalene, and you're thinking, okay, well, I'm here, but my life is a mess. Nothing ever works out. It seems like every time something good is happening to me, everything falls to pieces. Maybe you've come to today and you're facing the impossible, and you're afraid. St. John stepped into the empty tomb and he saw and believed. We believe in a God of the impossible. We believe that when this day is over, the world is going to be no different. We believe that all the problems you had when you woke up this morning, that all of them are going to be there when you go to sleep. We believe that whatever temptations you face tomorrow, you're going to be tempted by them again. And we believe that God didn't take away the struggle. He won it. The Jesus we celebrate today is the Jesus who said, if you want to come after me, take up your cross and follow me. And the cross is the embodiment of everything we fear. Betrayal, abandonment, pain, hatred, weakness, death. And yet it's precisely there that Jesus promised to meet us because it's there that we need him the most. That thing you're afraid of, the thing that you think you can't do, that you will never get over, that's not going away. God is not going to take it away from you. So stop expecting God to take away your problems. Stop blaming him when they won't go away. Stop making excuses for why it can't be done. Stop listening to the voices telling you to give up. Stop being afraid. You are going to have to die so that God can raise you up. If you want to do the impossible, you have to believe it can be done. And that is the core of the Easter message. The empty tomb is our promise that God can and will do the impossible for those who take up their cross and follow him. You don't win a war by avoiding it. In the words of Henry Ford, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Dear brothers and sisters, Christ is risen. Death is overcome. The impossible has been done. Praised be Jesus Christ. Now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.